You're listening to SBS News.
It wasn't long after Australia returned home from qualifying for the World Cup in a series of far-flung playoffs that coach Ange Postecoglou dropped a bombshell.
After a great deal of thought and soul-searching, I've decided that the journey for me ends as Socceroo coach. As I've said many times, it's been the biggest privilege of my life, and probably not the ending I'd envisaged when we started, but at the same time, knowing it's the right time for me and the right decision.
It left Bert von Marwijk to take the reins as temporary coach and finish off the Socceroos' Russian campaign. Not that the Dutchman was keen to look too far ahead.
I only think about the first game. That's for me the most important. And I already told the players, I don't want to hear anything about the other games. I don't want to hear anything about what's happening after. I concentrate on the first game, and it's not the most easiest game.
A big challenge indeed, with Australia to take on the might of France in its opening match. Not that Les Bleus are coming into the tournament in impeccable form, as Paris-based Reuters sports correspondent Julien Preteau explains.
Well, the two central defenders, the two centre-backs, Samuel Umtiti of Barcelona and Rafael Varane of Real Madrid, they've been struggling this season. They haven't been as good as they should have been. And if you had that, if you had to that the fact that Laurent Koscielny, who's been like a cornerstone of this defence, has been ruled out, injured, it limits, Didier Deschamps' options. In central defense, and then you've got also the problem of the fullbacks with Djibril Sidibé of Monaco, who's been injured, he's got a long-term injury, he's just coming back, but he might not be fully fit when the competition starts. So it's kind of a shaky defense that they're going to start the World Cup with.
Coach Didier Deschamps is under pressure to deliver a trophy after captaining France to its last World Cup win 20 years ago. And while his side is packed with talent and flair, it's also prone to lapses in concentration. And according to Julien Preteau, a lack of experience compared with previous campaigns.
And it's still a very young squad. I think younger than the squad that was at Euro 2016. So yeah, that might be a factor that if they go, far, that they lack the experience, to just go all the way.
Factors the Miley Jedinak Socceroos, with evergreen striker Tim Cahill up front, will be keen to take full advantage of. But there are other Group C challenges for Australia. Denmark has been hailed as one of the fastest improving teams in Europe. They've been unbeaten in the 11 games they've played since 2016, including an impressive 4-0 win over Poland. Tottenham Hotspur playmaker Christian Eriksen has been a standout, and his form could be the key to the Danes' chances of progressing through the group stage. The fourth team in Group C is Peru, the last country to qualify for Russia. Captain and top scorer Paulo Guerrero had a six-month ban imposed after testing positive for cocaine extended by the Court of Arbitration for Sport, ruling him out of the tournament. It was a shattering decision for the expectant nation and the popular leader.
More than anything, more than the World Cup, it's my career in soccer. They're taking a dream from me. I actually played on Sunday, but can't play tomorrow for my team.
Not to mention a big blow to coach Ricardo Gareca.
We are all moved. We are all in solidarity. We know of Paolo's innocence. We know he is a sensational player, a professional, a well-deserved idol, but our story continues. We have to represent the country.
But as fate would have it, there was a reprieve. After he gained the backing of all three Group C rival captains, the Swiss Federal Tribunal agreed to lift the ban temporarily, pending an appeal, clearing Guerrero to play in the tournament. The 34-year-old celebrated in style, scoring twice in Peru's 3-0 win over Saudi Arabia in a warm-up friendly. Good omens for Los Incas, who haven't played in the World Cup for 36 years. While they only conceded 7 goals in 8 matches last year on their fairy tale qualifying run to Russia, Peru isn't expected to progress far. That would lead the Socceroos to vie with the Danes and the French to extend their own complicated World Cup fairy tale beyond the group stage. Coach Bert von Marwijk has spoken of the difficulty of cutting players out until he has his final squad.
Always the most hard decisions. I've had the experience a few times. I told them a few weeks as we started that moment will come. And you have to think as a professional, but it's always an emotional day for everybody.
And as the month-long tournament gets underway, there'll be plenty of emotion ahead. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.